Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, June 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. Leading off today, Rivian unveiled its second generation R1S and R1T vehicles this week. And you may be wondering why we're talking about that on an Apple podcast. Well, for Apple users, there are two features worth calling out. While Rivian still doesn't support CarPlay, it has added support for Apple's Car Key platform, as well as Apple Music with spatial audio. Apple's Car Key feature lets users add their car key to the Apple Wallet app, then use the Wallet app on iPhone or Apple Watch to unlock, lock, or start their car. The feature was first unveiled at WWDC 2020, and adoption among car makers has been slow, which is part of what makes Rivian's news this week so notable. Meanwhile, Rivian says that cars equipped with the premium audio package now offer Dolby Atmos support, and customers can subscribe to a new Connect Plus service to gain access to Apple Music. Rivian says that it worked closely with Apple to design this experience, including support for spatial audio and Dolby Atmos. Pricing for the second generation R1S starts at $75,900, and the R1T starts at $69,900, and deliveries are starting this week. You can hit the link in the show notes to learn more about Rivian's announcements and see a full list of cars that support Car Key. In other news today, iOS 18, macOS 15, and iPadOS 18 will include a new dedicated passwords app for the first time. According to Bloomberg, the new app will make it easier for customers to sign in to websites and software, and it comes after years of Apple showing users their passwords via the Settings app instead of a dedicated app. The new app will be powered by Apple's existing iCloud Keychain service, which syncs passwords and usernames across devices. The dedicated passwords app will also include the ability to import passwords from third-party services like 1Password and LastPass. It'll be available across all of Apple's platforms, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Vision Pro, and there'll be an Apple Passwords app on Windows as well. The app will feature a list of user logins and split the details into different categories, such as accounts, Wi-Fi networks, and passkeys. The data will then, of course, be able to be autofilled into websites and services when a user is logging in, just like it does today. While the addition of a passwords app might not seem like a big deal to people who have been accessing their passwords via settings for years, Apple's hope is that this will go a long way towards enticing customers to make more secure passwords for all of their apps and websites, and to adopt added authentication methods like two-factor. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. With SetApp, you can install as many apps as you want and browse its curated collection for ideas of new Mac apps to try. Just think of a task you'd like to complete, then open SetApp, search by that task, find a collection of apps suited for you, and get to work on getting things done. SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, app updates, and new releases. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today with a free, fully featured 7-day trial, then just $10 a month going forward. It's easily the best $10 I spend every month, so hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Running out this week, Bloomberg has published an incredibly in-depth look at everything to expect at WWDC next week. Most notably, the report says that Apple will brand its new AI initiatives in iOS 18 and other operating systems as Apple Intelligence. Obviously, a convenient twist on the AI acronym, Apple Intelligence, AI, Artificial Intelligence. Bloomberg explains that rather than focusing on things like writing poetry or making up images, the Apple Intelligence suite of features will use large language models to offer functionality that helps users throughout their daily life with things like summarization and rich auto-reply suggestions. You can expect Apple to demo features like AI-generated notification summaries, summaries of web pages in Safari, and features for messages and mail to create rich auto-replies for conversations. Apple Mail will also use AI to intelligently categorize incoming mail to clean up a customer's unread inbox. Generative AI will also power a new emoji creator feature that can create new emoji icons that relate to what the user is typing. Bloomberg says that this system can update on the fly as the user types out words in a text field, allowing them to go far beyond the official set of emoji defined by the Unicode Consortium. The Photos app will gain new AI-infused photo editing features similar to the Magic Eraser feature found on Google Pixel phones. There will also be a big overhaul to the Voice Memos app, including support for automatic transcriptions for all recordings, significant improvements to Siri, and AI-powered code completion in Xcode are also in the works, but those might not be made available until next year, according to Bloomberg. Bloomberg says that Apple Intelligence will be powered by a combination of on-device and cloud server capabilities, depending on the task at hand, and Apple's system will intelligently choose where to send each task. Bloomberg says that Apple will not build user profiles based on customer data, and it will make new reports that explain to users how their data is being protected. All of the new features are also expected to be opt-in, so for users who don't want anything to do with the new AI features, they don't have to opt in. Bloomberg also says that Apple has some notable changes coming to the Messages app, including an upgrade to the tap-back system that will allow users to respond to any message using an emoji of their choice. The company is also reportedly planning to add the ability to schedule messages to be sent at a later time. The story also says that iOS 18 and macOS 15 will include new wallpaper packs that harken back to old-school icons, slogans, and artwork. For instance, Bloomberg says the iPhone wallpapers will have options that look similar to early ones on the early models of the iPhone. We've got full coverage of everything to expect from WWDC on 95Mac.com. And of course, we'll have full coverage of the event all through next week. That wraps up for now another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5Mac.com/join. Keep up with all of the last-minute rumors at 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new, very busy week of Apple News.